Blackstone Publishing presents Deep Past by Eugene Linden. This book is read by Gabra Zachman. I dedicate this book to all those researchers who have gone to live in the far corners of the planet in order to understand nature, and, once there, discovered a deeper mission in protecting Earth's last remaining wildlands. If consciousness is important to us, and it exists in other animals, it is probably important to them. Donald Redfield Griffin, 1915 to 2003. Transtep. Introduction. There are places on the planet whose scale reminds us that we are but a crushed bug on the windshield of time. The great Kazakh steppe is one such place, bounded by the endless grasslands of Mongolia to the east, the formidable mountain ranges of Russia to the north, the arid deserts to the south, and the Caspian Sea and Europe's forests to the west. It stretches over 1,000 miles, and travelers making their way across this landscape encounter interminable empty vistas to remind them of their insignificance. There are also places on the planet where the weather serves as a constant reminder of just how tenuous is our hold on life, places that serve notice that the clement circumstances that permit us to grow crops and prosper is not a right, but a lucky break. In the Sahara, it's the heat and aridity that provide this useful lesson. In Antarctica, the cold. While on the Kazakh plain, it's all of the above, and the constant wind.